Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking. Oh, Cora. Thanks for calling, Angel, but I have to take a rain check. Mm-hmm. Tonight I'm tied up with a guy who fell so hard for a girl, he never got up again.
The Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon. You met the Falcon first in his best-selling novels. Then you saw him in his thrilling motion picture series. Now join him on the air when the Falcon solves the case of the invisible thug. And now, the case of the invisible thug. It's early Sunday in New York when terrified Vera Castro fumbles with the key to her apartment with shaking fingers. Finally, she locates the keyhole, unlocks the door, and enters.
Hello, dear. Did you...
Vera, what's the matter with you?
It's Pete.
Pete? Pete Lloyd?
Yes, yes, I just saw him.
What's he doing in New York?
I don't know, but he's here.
Did he see you?
Well, I'm not sure. I... Ernie, he did see me. There he is. What do we do?
Who is it?
Aspira, she knows.
It's him.
Aren't you going to open the door for an old friend?
Ernie, we've got to get out of here.
Oh, it's two floors to the street.
Looks like I'm going to have to invite myself in then.
He's trying to break in. Ernie, do something. He'll kill us. I know he will. Pete, Pete, please leave us alone.
Stop shaking, baby. I'm not going to touch you. I wouldn't dirty my hands. It's your husband I come to see.
Put away the gun, Lloyd.
Hey, funny boy.
What do you want?
Yeah, Castro, what do I want? You run off with my girl. Yes, what do I want?
Well, you don't want me. You just said
yeah,
so.
Yeah, I don't want you. Not now. All I want is payment. And I'm taking it.
We don't have much.
You're living. That's much.
No, Pete.
Shut up, Vera.
Please.
Shut up. All right, Castro.
Lloyd. Lloyd, listen, give me a chance. Don't.
Yeah?
Hello, my name's Pete Lloyd. I'm looking for Mike Waring, the detective.
Well, you found him.
Oh, good. I want to hire you to do a job for me.
In that case, come in.
Right. I want to be sure I have the right boy, though. You are the one they call the Falcon, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
I try to find your office. Don't you have one?
Don't even have a trench coat.
Hope I'm not making a mistake hiring you.
You already made a mistake, or you wouldn't be needing a detective. I suppose you tell me about it.
Well, Waring, I pick up the paper this morning, and what do you think I see?
I don't know. Fair and warmer?
It says I'm wanted for murder. For murder!
Well, nothing like starting the day off on a cheery note.
I used to go with a girl in Pittsburgh. We break up, and she marries a guy named Castro.
Mm-hmm.
Well, last night, somebody shoots Castro. Vera, that's the girl, tells the cops it was me. How do you like that?
I like it fine.
Huh?
Well, it brought me a client. You have an alibi, no doubt.
Well, I wasn't even in town. That's how come the law hasn't picked me up yet.
Well, it's going to pick you up.
What?
I'm not shielding you.
Oh, no, no, sure not worrying. You know, I'll give myself up. They can't hang this on me. Only, I wanted to hire you first.
Mm-hmm.
You got to prove I didn't do it.
Suppose I prove you did.
I'll take my chances.
Oh, fair enough. I'll work on it. At 50 a day in expenses.
Yeah, sure, sure. But I can't figure. Why'd Vera do a thing like this to me? Why?
Well, maybe she killed Castro, thought you'd make a good patsy.
Okay,
let go.
Take that back, Waring. Huh? Vera wouldn't kill nobody, not Vera. You're not going to say...
All right, chum, but let's call off the dance. I said let go.
She didn't do it, Waring. I know Vera.
All right, all right. You didn't do it. Vera didn't do it. Nobody did it, but the guy's dead.
I'm sorry, Waring. It's kind of edgy.
You don't say.
The paper says it happened fast. Maybe Vera didn't get a good look. Maybe she really thinks it was me. I don't know.
Well, there's one way to find out.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll ask Vera.
Sure, Mr. Waring. It was Pete Lloyd. I know it. There can't be any mistake about it. I saw the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Pete. I begged him to listen to reason, but he wouldn't.
He tells me you used to carry a gun.
Well, yes, I had a night job. A girl out late, you know.
Yeah, sure, I know. You still have the gun?
No, I sold it when I got married.
Lloyd told me you used to hide the gun in the blue urn you had in the living room table. Is this the urn?
I told you that I sold the gun, so
yeah, sure
why
you did,
do you...
But you kept the urn after you married, and... Well, what's this?
Wait a minute. I never saw that before. That's not the gun I used to have.
How can you be so sure? You've hardly even looked at it.
But I don't have the gun
anymore.
You
have this. It was in the urn.
Pete must have put it there.
Right under your nose?
I fainted when he shot Ernie. He must have put it there while I was unconscious.
Did you tell the police about fainting?
No.
Well, something new has been added.
Well, it didn't seem important. I told them what I saw. That's what mattered.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm being framed. Don't you know that? Pete hired you just to find that gun. He was furious when I quit him and married Ernie Castro. He never got over it. So he killed Ernie, and he's trying to put the blame on me.
Well, I hate to be unflattering, Vera, but I'm not sold on Pete Lloyd's mad passion for you.
But it's true.
Well, it's convenient for hooking Lloyd. But I happen to know that instead of crying in his beer because he was jilted, he's been booking a chick who has what it takes to make a man forget even you, Angel.
And I know that Pete killed Ernie. I saw him do it, and he said that it was on account of me.
All right, Vera.
You don't believe me, do you?
I don't believe anybody. In my business, betting on dishonesty is the best policy.
And you think I killed Ernie?
Did I say that?
Well, what reason would I have?
How about Georgie Richards?
What?
Pete Lloyd says you were sort of interested in Richards.
Pete says. It seems that he's been making quite a study of me. I thought he just found me.
Well, people knew Pete used to go with you. They've told him things.
Oh, Mr. Waring, can't you see that he's just crazy jealous? Any man I ever spoke to he's going to make something of. Yes, I know Georgie Richards, but I'm not interested in him. He was interested in me, but I didn't want to have anything to do with him.
Oh?
Now, look. I loved Ernie, and that is the truth. Georgie Richards is just like Pete. Anything to make a buck. Gambling, stealing, whatnot. Well, I'm through with that sort. All they mean is trouble.
Well, some people like trouble.
I've had my fill. And now, if that is all, Mr. Waring...
Yes, for now.
Goodbye, Vera.
Goodbye. I'll show him. Hello. Georgie Richards, please.
Promise action soon in the Triangle murder case. Pete Lloyd, sweetheart of Vera Castro and accused by her of the murder of her husband, surrendered to the police early today. He was grilled for hours, but the police were unable to shake his story and he was released. It is believed, however, that he had gave some important information which, if confirmed, may lead to an arrest. The nature of...
It'll be confirmed. The Falcon will see to that.
Tell me something, Pete.
Yes, sure, Kay. What do you want to know?
Did you kill Ernie Castro?
Well, you heard what the man said, didn't you? Police couldn't shake my story. He couldn't shake it.
You didn't answer my question.
Now stop worrying. They can't pin this on me.
I'm not worried about that.
Just want to know, is there blood on my hands? All right, Kay, look at him. Look at him.
I just want to know, do you still have a case on Vera?
That's all over. All over. I told you.
I wonder.
Baby. Come here.
I don't care what you do, Pete. I don't care how many men you kill, but not for another
woman. Will
you
cut that out? I told you I'm through with Vera. All I want from her is for her to get what's coming to her.
You hate her?
I hate her.
Well, that means you're still interested.
Oh, I don't know. Hello.
Hello, Pete.
Vera.
Yes, your address was in the newspaper.
What does she want?
Pete, I've got to see you. Can you come over here right away?
Why?
I'll explain when I see you. It's important.
All right, Vera. I'll be over.
You're not going to see her.
The heat's on. She's squirming. I want to see her squirm.
No, Pete. Forget her.
Will you shut up?
Pete, listen to
me. I said shut up.
My lip's bleeding.
Here's a handkerchief. Now get out of my way, will you?
Come on in, Pete.
Yeah, sure, baby, sure. And now, Vera?
Why don't you come on over here? Sit down beside me.
Sure, why not? That's it, Vera. Turn on the glamour. See how far it gets you.
All right, Pete. Isn't it enough that you killed Ernie? Can't you leave me alone?
Leave you alone? You asked me over. It was your idea.
I mean the gun. And hiring Mike Waring. Telling him there's something between me and Georgie Richards. You're trying to put the blame on me for Ernie's murder.
Like you tried to put it on me.
Well, could we make a deal? If I change my story?
Couldn't we make a deal?
All right, laugh. Just laugh. But you had your chance. Remember that.
I'll remember.
I'll prove you killed Ernie.
Is that a fact?
Because you did kill him. You did, you did.
Relax,
you
baby.
Killed him. You're a murderer.
How many times are you going to say that?
Until you admit it.
What's to admit? I killed him. You know that, I know it. But if you expect I'm going to admit it to anyone else, what are you grinning about?
I'm not grinning.
You were. What is the... Why did you make me... The other room. You got somebody in the other room, haven't you?
Oh, ow, 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 you're hurting me.
Answer me. The other room. Maybe the law, huh? Will you answer
me? Please, stop me.
Well, I'll find out. Hey, you come back here. Well, what do you know? Georgie Richards, huh?
Let's go.
So this is your witness, Vera. Some witness.
What are you going to do?
What am I going to do? I'm not going to do anything. Vera thinks your word's going to help her. Cheap punk like you. And for a minute she had me worried.
Leave him alone, Pete.
Sure, baby, sure. I wouldn't think of messing up, pretty boy. All I'm trying to figure... Just what were you trying to pull here anyway?
Nothing.
Well, that's all it's going to amount to. You can bet on that. Just a great big zero.
And now, back to the adventures of the Falcon. 20 minutes have passed since Pete Lloyd was tricked by Vera Castro into revealing his guilt in front of a third party. Now in Mike Waring's combination apartment office. Hello?
Is this the Falcon?
Yes, this is the Falcon speaking.
Well, this is Vera Castro.
Oh, yes, Angel. I'm glad you called. Just got a report on the gun. It's the murder weapon, all right.
Oh, so now you're sure I killed Ernie?
I didn't say that.
Not in so many words.
Well, it's not important. What do you want?
An apology.
When I see proof.
I have proof. Positive proof. That Pete Lloyd killed Ernie. That's why I phoned.
Oh?
If you will meet me at police headquarters in half an hour, I'll show it to you. You will see that...
Oh. Vera. Oh. Hello. Hello.
Who is it?
Me, Mike Waring.
All right, just a second. Hello, Mr. Waring. Come on in.
What happened to you, Angel?
I got knocked out.
And that proof you were talking about?
Gone.
Surprise.
You don't believe me, do you? You think I just faked the whole thing?
Well, it does look phony. As phony as the gun in the urn.
Oh, then you realize that was a plan.
No, I didn't say that. I just said it looked like it. But you never can tell. Just what was the proof you were supposed to have had?
A tape recording of a conversation between me and Pete Lloyd.
How'd you get it?
Well, I remembered that Georgie Richards had a tape recorder, so I called him.
I thought Richards was nothing but trouble. You weren't going to have anything to do with him.
I needed his machine. You don't believe me, do you? You think there's something more to it?
Look, why are you so concerned about what I believe?
I don't know.
All right, anyway, you made a recording.
Yes, I did. Georgie hid the microphone under the pillows on the sofa. I got Pete to admit that he killed Ernie, and we got it on the tape. And then when he left, I called you.
Mm-hmm.
But Pete must have figured out that something was wrong. Because he came back, heard me talking to you, and knocked me out.
How about Richards?
What about him?
Was he here when you phoned me?
No, he'd gone too.
Oh, too bad. He might have seen.
But he was here when we made the recording. He'll tell you.
Yes, I'm sure he will. But I'd rather hear what Pete Lloyd has to say about it, so let's go, shall we?
What are you going to say to Pete, Mr. Waring?
Oh, I'll just check his story against yours, Vera. And look, don't you think it's about time you started calling me Mike?
Could be.
Well, here's his floor.
Except that you're still working for him. What's that?
I think that came from Lloyd's apartment.
The door locked?
Yeah, I'm going to break it in.
Wait a minute. I think someone's coming.
Yeah. Well, hello, Angel. What happened?
It's Pete.
Where is he?
Right there. On the floor.
Oh, Mike.
I see him, Angel. Oh, no wonder she screamed.
Is he dead?
Yes, Vera. Somebody knifed him. He's very dead.
Mike, don't you think we should have stayed back there with Kay until the police came?
No, I didn't want to waste time. I'll check back. All right, get in.
Well, what's the hurry? Where are we going?
To see Georgie Richards.
You said you wouldn't take his word.
Well, I won't.
Well, then why?
Now you'll see.
Mike.
Yeah?
I didn't kill Pete.
Mm-hmm.
You don't believe me. I wish you'd believe me.
Where does Richards live?
Oh. Clyburn apartment. But I still don't understand.
Look, you borrowed his recording machine. Now it's my turn, that's all.
Well, what do you want it for?
You didn't notice me pick this up at Lloyd's, did you?
What's that? The tape!
A tape. Whether it's the tape remains to be seen. It was lying on the floor.
Well, that must be it.
Well, we'll see.
And if it is, will you help me?
If it is, will you need help?
Well, it'll prove that I didn't kill Ernie, but I may be accused of Pete's murder. So will you prove that I didn't kill him?
You want to hire me, Angel?
Yes.
Well, I just lost one client, so I'm available. But considering what happened to that client, maybe you'd better think it over.
Here's Richard's apartment, 205.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's going on in there?
Well, it sounded like something fell over.
Yeah, there goes some more. Must be a free-for-all. Come on, open up.
What do we do?
Well, I just guess I'll have to... Wait a minute, stopped. I was just about to break it in.
Yeah. Anybody coming?
No, I don't think so. Maybe they couldn't hear me during the fight. I'll try again.
Wonder what that was all about.
I wouldn't know. Seems we're always butting into something. Hello, I...
Mike, catch him!
I got him. Wait till I get him into this chair. Close the door for it.
All right. Well, I don't see anybody else in the apartment, Mike. But look, everything's all upside down.
He's gone, the window.
Who was it, Richard?
I don't know. Big guy. I never saw him before.
What was he doing here?
When he was searching the apartment, he had all the drawers out. I came in, caught him, and right away started swinging.
Uh-huh. Say, Vera, go in the kitchen, see if there's some ice in the refrigerator.
Hey, what's that for?
You should see your face, chum. It's all out of shape.
Huh?
And that shiner's a honey. Mm. Well, we'll patch you up, and then I want to try your recording machine, okay?
Ernie.
Is that a fact?
Because you did kill him. You did.
Relax, baby.
You killed him. You're a murderer.
How many times are you going to say that?
Until you admit it.
What's to admit? I killed him. You know that, I know it. But if you expect I'm going to admit it to anyone else...
Well, Mike?
What are you grinning about?
Well, I guess that does it.
Now you see that I've been telling the truth.
All right, Vera. Lloyd killed your husband. But who killed Lloyd?
Well, that's what you're supposed to find out.
Well, maybe it's the character who beat up on me.
Yeah, maybe so, Richards. What did he look like?
Well, he's a big guy.
Yeah, so you said.
Blonde, straight hair. He had a pushed-in nose.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
A rugged jaw. He looked sort of like an ex-bug.
Mm-hmm. How was he dressed?
He had a gray pinstripe suit, a blue shirt, a dirty yellow tie, a two-tone shoes. Oh, and yeah, his belt buckle.
What about it?
It was initialed J.H.
J.H., huh? Well, now we're getting somewhere.
Think you know who it is, Mike?
Think I know where I can find out.
Where?
Phone book.
The phone book?
Yes, I'm not the only private detective in town. I'll try all the J.H.'s till I land our boy.
You think he's a detective?
Think it's worth a try. This case is tightly knit. You, Vera K. I don't see an outsider fitting in, unless he was working for one of you. So a detective looks like a good bet.
You could be right, Mike.
No, sure, Angel. Why so surprised? Come on, I'll take you home, then I'll go to work on it.
Now, back to The Adventures of the Falcon. 10 minutes have passed, and the Falcon is fulfilling his promise to drop Vera at her house on his way to solving the case.
Oh, so long, Vera. I'll let you know how I make out.
All right, Mike. Good night. Oh!
I've been waiting for you, sister.
Hey, stop it!
Tear your eyes out.
You'll have to tear out mine first, Kate.
That's a good idea.
Come on, break it up. Break it up.
She killed Pete. She killed him, and now I'm going to kill her.
You're not going to do anything.
Ow, you're breaking my arm.
Let go of her. Let go of her.
Ow. All right.
You all right, Vera?
Yeah.
Good. Now, you okay? No use making like a maniac. That won't help anything.
You don't understand. I loved him.
Yeah, sure. Well, everyone to his taste.
Why, you... Ow!
I don't like to hurt you, Kay, but I can't let you go till you calm down. Now, come on, Kay. You better go with me. So long, Vera.
Goodbye.
I'm sorry if I hurt you, Kay. I don't like to rough a lady, but you haven't exactly been a lady, Angel. Now, come on. How do you feel now, Angel?
Rotten, thanks.
And belligerent?
No. Tired.
Well, that's an improvement.
Where do we go from here?
You go home, I go to work.
Let's see.
Yes, and you stay home.
If I don't?
You'd just be wasting your time. I'm phoning Vera to keep her door locked until I get back.
Oh, you're going back?
Uh-huh, as soon as I nail J.H.
Who's J.H.?
He's the key to this case.
And you know where to find him?
I know where not to find him, and under the circumstances, that'll be just as good. Oh. Oh. Hello, Waring. Bet you find J.H.?
I have a lead on him, Richards.
Oh, good. Come in and tell me, huh?
Yeah. If you saw him again, Richards, could you identify him?
Sure.
Well, maybe I can arrange it. But I want to be sure I'm not making a mistake. Well, you said he's a big guy.
Well, at least 6'2".
Mm-hmm. Now, how'd you say he was dressed?
Pinstripe suit, gray.
Gray? Thought you said it was brown.
Did I?
I'm pretty sure you did. Viral remembered.
Yeah, well, wait a minute.
Hmm?
Yeah, that's right. It was brown. Brown pinstripe, I forgot.
Mm-hmm. You should have kept notes, Richards.
Well, so I made a mistake.
Yeah, it's a big mistake. Because you did say gray before.
Well, okay, then. I told you.
Yeah, sure. And you switched when I bluffed. Because you weren't sure. Because you weren't describing J.H. from memory. You were describing him off the cuff, because there isn't any J.H.
Are you nuts?
Well, that's been so rumored, but verification is lacking.
You think I busted my face out of shape like this myself?
No.
Well,
I think Pete Lloyd busted it for
Lloyd.
You.
Lloyd?
Yeah, when you tried to blackmail him.
What are you talking about?
After you and Vera made the tape, you returned to Vera's. You conked her, you swiped the tape, and tried to blackmail Lloyd with it. He offered to pay, but when you produced the tape, he made a grab for it. There was a fight, and you knifed him.
I suppose you can prove that.
Now, come on down to police headquarters, and I'll show you.
Well, I have a better idea.
Oh, I'm glad you decided to put up a fight. It gives me a chance to smack your other eye.
Oh, no, you don't.
No, I thought so. The knife.
Come on, let go. Let go.
Sure, when you drop that knife, go ahead, drop it.
All right.
Yeah. Thought if we got in a fight, you'd pull that knife again. I have an idea. The police lab will find specks of dried blood on it. Lloyd's blood. That's the trouble with playing with knives, Richards. You're likely to get stuck.
For a detective who operates out of his hat, you do all right, Mike.
Oh, shh.
What's the matter?
Well, it's bad enough my setup isn't according to Hoyle, but on top of that, do you realize the awful faux pas I pulled on this particular case?
No, what?
I went all through this case without once getting knocked out.
That's right. I took the lumps for you.
Uh-huh.
Well, don't you worry. I won't breathe it to a soul.
That's my girl.
Hey, but I know one way we can keep from being too unorthodox.
What's that, Angel?
Well, right now I can ask you, how did you know that Georgie Richards was the murderer?
Oh, well, that business with J.H. The only time Richards saw that stranger was when they were struggling, yet he gave me a perfect description.
Yeah, but what was the purpose of creating the mythical J.H. anyway?
To explain Richards' shiner. Richards killed Lloyd in a fight. The fight left marks on him. He had to explain them away, so when we arrived at his place, he staged the sound effects of battle and invented J.H. to account for the condition of his face.
I see.
And I pretended to go along with the gag to give him time to forget some details. Well, he did, and that's it.
And now you see that I didn't have anything to do with either of the murders. You didn't want to believe that at first.
Oh, what gave you that idea?
I could tell by the look in your eyes.
You mean you can tell what I'm thinking by just looking in my eyes?
That's right.
Well, can you tell what I'm thinking now, Angel?
I certainly can. Good night, Mike.